Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Three. Philip, we've covered so much in the last 2 hours. Now it's your turn. Headlines that we're not getting to, headlines that you think are important. You can add pieces to the puzzle. Phone lines will be open for the entire third hour today. No guest. 855-995-6923. I'm Jack Blood, filling in on Thursdays for Joyce Riley here in the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. The Power Mall, of course, keeps this whole thing going. Vote with your dollars. You can find out more about me by going to RadioFreeBlood.com, RadioFreeBlood.com, or DeadlineLive.info. Thank you for allowing me to promote myself. Quickly, we have a minute or two. Let's get Steve in Virginia. Steve, thank you for holding. I'm sorry I couldn't get you on with Nick, but just ran out of time. Go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I did have a question, I guess, related to him or the research, but on the D.C. madam, her information she was threatening to divulge, was that most likely confiscated?
Well, yeah, and I watched a really interesting clip yesterday on Fox because it was her birthday, and I do history every day on my show, and I went back and I looked at this clip on Fox News where all the talking heads are saying she should never release that, it should never be released, no one should ever know the names. So here is Fox News doing to Deborah Jean Palfrey in those days exactly what the Washington Post did to Henry Vinson in this case. The media seems absolutely complicit. I think that's kind of a given, isn't it? So how about making an example of these people that are blackmailed, that are caught, that have compromised their morals while talking out one side of their face, and they want to know everything we do in our bedrooms? How about just punishing the crap out of them and making an example out of them so maybe other people see it and don't want to do it, Steve?
I see that point. I was going to say...
If you're blackmailed and you're giving concessions to Israel or what have you, because this happens all over the place, to Russia maybe, then that's treason, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was going to ask too. Do you think that perhaps she may have had other copies in case something happened to her, or was she too? She seemed so confidently that she didn't think anything was going to happen to her, but.
Well, we're pretty sure Elliot Spitzer, Governor Spitzer, was one, and his head rolled. But then again, he was kind of going after the Wall Street guys. So if you find out about them, there's a pretty good chance that they're on the outs. They're out of the club. They're on their way out of the club. If they're still in the club, you just never find out about it. Every time I see this come up, I think, oh, that guy must have stepped on someone's toes because now they're talking about his peccadilloes and they're using it against him. So there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you, man. Let's sneak in Ray in New York. Ray, thank you for holding. You're on the Power Hour this morning. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, Jack. And kudos to you with your substitution for Joyce. Great show.
Thanks for not throwing erasers at the substitute teacher. I appreciate it.
My comment is about Cynthia McFadden. I think she was one of the greatest people to represent the people in Washington without, you know, caving in.
McKinney or McFadden?
Cynthia McKinney?
Yeah. Congressman McKinney from my home state of Georgia, who's a personal friend of mine. Yeah, boy, was she something else. Do you see her grilling? We played this the other day because it was her birthday. And we played that clip of her grilling Rumsfeld and Myers over exactly what we're talking about. DynCorp using underage children, the giant military contractor, the missing trillions at the Pentagon. They had no answer for that. And the drills they were running the morning of 9/11. And that's pretty brave. She didn't last much longer after that.
YouTube, and if nobody's seen that, they should check that out. But she, do you know what she's doing today?
She has been teaching in India. So she's probably in India right now, and she loves it over there and is teaching and sharing her ideas with the children of India.
Wow.
And it's going well. She says that they're very good students over there, and they really respect the teacher, and she didn't have that to say about the United States.
And not to say that about Israel with her flotilla for the Palestinians. That was another great move.
She risked her life. Yeah, we were actually just protesting with her at the Weather Channel here a few weeks ago. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you. Phone lines are still open. It's the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle Tooth soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Tooth products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Tooth skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Tooth moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Tooth products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What? Nice long segment for you. Now, anything you want to talk about, phone lines are open. Not real happy with people that call in with hate messages. I'm not going to be the one to interpret that, but I think we'll all know when we hear it. So remember and be respectful, but use this as a platform. You know, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of stations and satellites picking up this broadcast right now. This is one of the biggest soapboxes you could have right here on the Power Hour. 855-995-6923. I love it when people add to the discussions and bring up news that we're not quite on top of, because it's the morning right now. Things are happening right now, and we're starting the news truth cycle, whereas the mainstream media will be starting today's spin cycle. Yeah, it never gets clean, does it, in the spin cycle? Just gets dirtier and dirtier the more it gets washed. 855-995-6923. Jack Blood again filling in for Joyce Riley. She'll be back tomorrow. Support the Power Hour, the Power Mall, everything that goes with it. Voting with your money, very, very important. So yesterday in Mesa, Arizona, I used to live in Mesa. It's heavily populated by by our Mormon brothers and sisters, and a alleged Nazi skinhead. This is a guy with tattoos on his face. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I know people with tattoos in the face. They're very nice, creative people. Rock and rollers, you know. Obviously, you're not. You're going to be judged. And people judge books by their cover, especially if there's tattoos all over it. Distinguishing marks, as I often call them. You kids out there, don't get tattoos. Do as I say, not as I do. Really, because if I could take it back, I would. We had tattoos because it separated us from the bourgeois status quo. And was a freedom of expression. But later I found out that there's distinguishing marks. The police take pictures of them. Yeah, it's how they identify you. Until they get the microchip, anyway, or unless you have your cell phone. But yesterday, a Nazi skinhead allegedly shot a bunch of people in Mesa, Arizona. He shot some people and then was getting away and carjacked some people. I think one person died and five were wounded. And there's just a lot of this going on, super violence all over the world. A lot of it, we think, is part of an overall order out of chaos plan. But some of it is just super spontaneous. And I get to wondering sometimes, I know a lot of you have done research on this as well, but I get to wondering, you know, what's in the water? What's in the air? Is there some kind of a frequency modulation that drives people crazy? Just living in the city alone is enough to you people who live in the city. 15 million people living in New York City, you'd think there'd be more murders, right? There'd just be more violence and uncontrollable violence. But people are fairly passive. And then all of a sudden it comes in bunches. A lot of times we've aligned the violence in America anyway with the budgetary needs of Department of Homeland Security or those that claim to protect you. Remember, no such thing as security. Complete illusion. So you wonder, you hear about these cell towers or fake cell towers or military transmissions beaming, and people have talked about, you know, messages being beamed in their head. And then there's people saying that manganese, for instance. I know Dick Gregory, the comedian, was talking about chemtrails. And remember Dick Gregory, amazing comedian, I've done some work with him in the past, just a great guy, really, who advises, or did advise, Michael Jackson and the artist known as Prince, and it's pretty high-level people in black entertainment, gave a speech about chemtrails and started talking about how manganese, he thought, was being put in the 40-ouncers in the poorer neighborhoods, and that they were maybe spraying it on them at night. And that how near a manganese factory in Australia, the murder rate is, you know, like 20 times what it is in even the most impoverished neighborhood in America. And that the manganese, which some people claim are in the chemtrails, okay, it just makes people violent. Can that happen? I have this theory, okay, that if they can do it, they will. If you can benefit from that, and people say, well, Jack, they don't want to make people this upset because their own might get killed or shot. This would be a pretty high-level secret, I assume, something we may never hear about, and if we do, people wouldn't believe. What do you think of that? You being, you feel a little violent out there? I was yelling at my wife the other day for absolutely no reason. I wasn't. I'm putting words in your mouth. 855-995-6923. There's a ton of research. People would talk about HAARP being used. HAARP has been has been dismantled. That doesn't mean that something similar isn't working right now, but that HAARP could tune at a certain frequency, and all of a sudden you just see a lot of violence. It seems to come in waves. Now, I don't know if this is a copycat situation where people see it on the news, and then it just comes in these waves where they're looking at other people being violent, getting attention, and they themselves want attention, or it's just in the air. But it's certainly, I'm noticing it here in Atlanta pretty bad. One of the problems I have is when people come up here and get violent, we get more police and more cameras. And funny thing is, the police, they didn't really arrest the crooks. They arrest us. Once you have some violence in your neighborhood, you better make sure your tags are all up to speed and that your taillights all work and you're always wearing your seatbelt and you never jaywalk and God forbid you had a beer and you know, went for a drive to the store or something. Be careful where you're smoking because it's much easier to to crack down on you than it is the people that are the excuse for the new rash of police in your neighborhood. So a lot of people will benefit from that. And when I start seeing it, it always comes in these waves. You start seeing shooting after shooting after shooting. You can almost start predicting them. You're saying, yeah, you can hear it? I know people are. 855-995-6923. We'll get you right on. Lines are open now. If you've already called in, I can't put people on twice. It's against the rules. They don't allow me to do that. Franklin cover up in defense of Reagan. Yeah. Well, I think it's fair to say. You can also email me at jackblood@hotmail.com. You don't want to go on the air, that's fine. I'll read those or look at them anyway. It's fair to say that Ronald Reagan was out of the loop on a lot of things. That's part of the problem. Yeah, after they shot the Hinckleys in the bushes, I'm just going to say it. After they shot Reagan, he was supposed to die there. Even his own son, Ron Reagan Jr., who I actually interviewed and talked about this, doesn't believe there's a Bush conspiracy. He wouldn't say it if he did. But he did say that his dad was never the same after that, and that allegedly brought on Alzheimer's, which could also have been brought on by any number of other things. Boy, there's just a lot you can do. If the president thinks, and I know people stick up for Reagan all the time, so I'm not surprised to see this. Does the buck stop with the president? I think it was Bush that I gave credit for. The buck gets passed here. He barely knew anything about Iran-Contra. I don't think so. It looked like Poppy Bush had completely hijacked the presidency. So I'm not giving Reagan a pass because, hey, you're the president. However much power a president actually has. Isn't it the CEO in any corporation that has all the power? Yeah, CFOs, stockholders. Generally not the president. He's more of a figurehead, right? I just know it was a rough time being a teenager and what have you in the Reagan years. So maybe I'm just young enough to have seen the full-blown fascism take place under his administration. I think he is accountable, is what I think. Tom in New Jersey, thank you for holding. You're on the Power Hour this morning. Good morning to you.
My pleasure. Great hearing you, Jack. I used to love listening to you way back when, and I'm loving it today.
Well, thank you.
What up with Bill Cosby?
That's another one. When you hear about it, it makes you wonder whose toes they stepped on. I don't know if he did or not, but I know one thing, Tom. Here's a guy that really tells it like it is in the inner city neighborhoods, and they don't like him talking about them being personally responsible and stop begging for crumbs from the government and to get their act together. And he's been a real thorn in the side for a lot of people for a long time. All these charges are very old. They all sound very similar. None of them seem to have much evidence. And the one thing that's I'm not too much standing up for Bill Cosby here, but the one thing we have to remember, right, is that not only this happened a long time ago, but all these women admit to, after he allegedly drugged them and raped them, that they would go out with him again and again and again. I don't know, man. It sounds
strange. Bring his name up, let's talk about what he was saying. What did he say? He said that we gave you a lot of things, and you didn't back it up. You didn't make good. You know, you live in those places, it's not pretty. And it's their fault, not ours.
There is a casting couch, and many young women and men in Hollywood do go into it knowing exactly how it's going to work. And sometimes it pays off, and sometimes you just get used. That's a part of the process.
Well,
I don't know if Bill Cosby's guilty. Boy, there sure is a lot of it, so it looks a little fishy. But I know one thing.
Well, he's not on a limb by himself.
If he was a little more politically correct and did the thing that the Obama... African-American would want him to do, he probably wouldn't be in this trouble. What do you think?
That's what I'm thinking. And nobody's talking about that aspect of it, as far as I can tell. They're only talking about the casting couch aspect, not about the aspect of what did he do to have his name called out.
Yeah.
I mean, they can call you on anything anytime they want to, obviously, but they don't call him, and now all of a sudden they do. Well, is it because...
He challenges African-Americans in the inner city, black people in the inner city, and he challenges the black leaders. So... Yeah, it's like Jim Brown, another guy who has a lot of, you know, skeletons in his closet. But boy,
not skeletons. He was pretty public about it. He didn't deny anything, did he?
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, if you're just open about it, like, I don't have anything to hide, but personally. I don't care if I'm being spied on or whatever. I've got nothing that I'm ashamed of doing that I should be, and I don't need to lie about it. But Jim Brown has done so much for the inner cities, and here's another guy that has been just basically kind of pushed to the side. I wouldn't be surprised to see new allegations coming out against him. So these people that always, this is why you have the Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons are always in charge, you know? Because anybody that comes up and stands up and says, be a man and pull your pants up, they get attacked by rumors. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. You'll come back with Ralph and Kent.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Sitting with you this morning, 8 cups of coffee later, We got a lot of work to do. I think it was on the air 9 hours yesterday at RadioFreeBlood.com. We just kept going and going and going. The coffee will help you do that. All right, phone lines are open. We'll take your calls for the rest of the show here at 855-995. There are my glasses, 6923, 855-995-6923. Anything you want to talk about. Another suspect caught by the Russians in the Nemkov murder case. Now they got five guys in jail. Putin's not being blamed for that anymore? Well, that sure shut up pretty quick, didn't it? Remember, they tried to blame him for the downing in the Ukraine of MH17, and they go, here are the satellite pictures. By the way, we're right there. We got the black box. Oh, guess we won't blame them for that. Yeah, it looks like some new Syrian gas attack. False flags are back as well. That's in the news, so a lot to talk about. But anything you want to share with us, a big soapbox for you. I appreciate you folks being with us. Looks like Ralph in Michigan, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, very good.
You know, I'm listening to y'all talking and everything, and I haven't chimed in the Power Hour in, I say, about a month. And I start pondering, and I like to put things that I hear and apply it to what's happened in my life. You know, and I listen to all, try and take both sides of the story. Here's what I find. Number one, you know, everybody's crying and complaining about the politicians, but how many people actually look into the politicians? You know, it should be a man. It should be a woman. You know, gender has nothing to do with it. Who can do the job? Okay? Here's the thing. People need to start looking into things a little bit more. People need to start saying things a little bit more. Anymore, people are afraid. Oh, don't be a snitch. No, be a snitch. If there's something wrong, say it. That way the problem gets corrected or rectified, one of the two. People have gotten away from the true God. But, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, the path is
wide. Let's stop you there for a second, Ralph, because it is people, they do the homework, they hear it, they find information from shows like this, and then what we're told is, okay, that happened. This, you're right, that all happened, the call boy rings at the White House, all that stuff we've been talking about this morning, all the horrible aspects of politicians' lives and the blackmail that goes with it, all that happened, but it doesn't happen anymore. That was yesterday. We must look forward, march forward. Don't look backwards. We must move on for the good of the country. And people keep falling for that, Ralph. I don't know why. We have to hold these people accountable, even if they did it 10 years ago. If we murdered somebody 10 years ago, are we still going to go to jail for it if we get caught? Of course we are. We can't just say, well, let's just look forward and not backwards.
Well, here's the thing. There's a say. It says, you can forgive, but don't forget.
Yeah, good.
And if you don't forget, that keeps that from happening again.
That's right. No, we have to learn from our mistakes. Thank you. Appreciate your call, Ralph. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Oh, yeah, well, we found out all of the spying and Operation Mockingbird and Iran-Contra and everything we talk about, 9-11 and the MENA, Arkansas, Bush-Clinton drug cartel, and I've got all kinds of information. In fact, we're going to be doing some new shows on the Mexican cartels and collusion with our alphabet agencies here and the New World Order. But if you don't hold people accountable and make examples out of people, then other people are going to say, well, why shouldn't I do it? If if your friends tell you, well, jail is fun, if you kill somebody, they'll probably only give you a year or two, and then you'll be out with all kinds of new skills. You'll hit the street. So then what good does it do to try to tell people not to do something when they know there's not going to be punishment, even on a very low level? See, I believe that all of this punishment for thought crimes can just be put to the side, and we punish people for the things they actually do, damaging life, liberty, or property in any way, shape, or form. And certainly if you've taken an oath as a public servant, we're going to expect you to keep that. If not, I think you should be tried up on treason. I just think you have to be ultimately accountable. Wouldn't you make a few examples out of people? That's what Ralph, I think, is saying. Wouldn't you make a few examples out of people? People are less likely to do it again. Kent in West Virginia, if we run out of time, I'm going to hold you over because it looks like we're right up against the clock. Go ahead, Kent.
First of all, I listened to you last night and the night before and the night before that, and I guess I'm just going to have to keep listening until eventually you might play a good song, you know.
You mean a bad song.
Well, yeah, I'm just being facetious.
Okay.
And great stuff. And concerning Bill Cosby, couldn't be that he's getting all this publicity to drown up that Epstein guy, Jeffrey Epstein, and Bill Clinton, that sort of thing, you know.
It's a diversion, yeah. Look at Bill Cosby and not Bill Clinton and the Royals and Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, who's in the race. I'm going to hold you over for just a second on the other side, if you like, Ken. And then Sean in Wyoming and Mark in Texas. Phone lines are open the rest of the way. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Joyce Riley.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Well, that's rough. Is enough to bring down the entire United States government as well as other governments. There it is. People don't like what's happening anymore. Well, this is what can be done. And this is why I always say, why laws? All laws are selectively enforced. How do you cover for it? Centralization, a few guys making choices for compartmentalized water boys and carriers down the road. But here's all the info. How many times a day do we do that? A station like GCN or the station I'm on, RBN, how many times a day do we give people the evidence to bring down the puppets and the puppet masters? Give me control of a nation's laws give me control of a nation's money and I care not who makes the laws, right? The famous Rothschild quote. Guess that's kind of where we're at. But we've got the information. We're armed. We can, armed with information, with facts. These people could be held accountable if people didn't keep falling for it. Oh, well, the new guy, he's good. By the way, Justin Amash is good. How about that guy for president? If politics ever solved anything, voting would be illegal. Yeah. So ultimately, the terrorists in Washington or in London or in Tel Aviv, what have you, that's where I got to put the mustard to the hot dog. Sorry for that visual metaphor. Kent, West Virginia, one of our regular callers on the Jack Blood Show, so I had to hold you over just to let you finish or say whatever you want. Yeah. Hey, I do play good music sometimes, so you have to admit it.
All the time, man, definitely.
Cool.
I kept it on all night long. And a couple of things. When you consider the previous guest, we might now we might have an answer as to why Daddy Bush picked Dan Quayle as his vice president. You know, that was a big wonder why that happened. And so we might put that into perspective with what we know now, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess he didn't have to worry about Dan Quayle formulating a plot to take over the presidency.
Yeah. There may be something more to it as well. And yeah. As far as you're talking about Dick Gregory talking about putting manganese into the, well, there's pretty compelling evidence now that the lead in the gasoline, the lead pollution was contributed to the violence in America. There's, if you put lead, violence, car pollution into the internet, yeah, and you'll get some pretty compelling evidence. And concerning, you remember when that happened? Remember when they took the lead out? They added 2 or 3 cents per gallon, and people complained about, well, you know, you're simplifying it. And I happened to be living in over in Europe at the time when they instituted lead free, and the price of the lead free gasoline was cheaper. So that's how they had Americans conned. They ripped Americans off with that lead free, you know. So
as usual. All right, thanks, Kent. Appreciate there in formerly in Rockefeller Country, West Virginia. What if the fluoride and all of the chemicals keeps you dumbed down and passive, but then they don't put as much of that in everything? So what if it's not adding something or a chemical into your system in the overall food supply, water supply, air supply of, not the band, the air we breathe here in America or around the world? And then they just don't put in the sleepy juice, the somas. So what Aldous Huxley called it, he would have known. Next caller is Sean in Wyoming. Thank you for being with us and holding. You're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Good morning. Great guest, previous guest. Great information, Jack. Let me make 2 quick points here. I worked at Secret Service clearance, and I worked as a young man 35 years ago in Detroit during the GOP convention. And I was 19 years old. I was informed of the Trilateral Commission at the time. And I knew that George Herbert Walker was involved with it. The first week of the convention, I started picking up people at the Detroit Metro Airport downriver from the Detroit waterfront. And I was picking up all establishment people, Rockefeller people, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission people. And diehard Republicans don't understand, and I always tell them, and I always get a rile out of them, is that the Reagan revolution never really happened. It was subverted in Detroit at the convention, and I was an eyewitness to it. And point number two.
No, that's what he said, and Jimmy Carter said the same thing, by the way. If you see me getting all these trilateral commissions, well, they, you know, formed around his era, but the Council on Foreign Relations, and I know Reagan said something very similar, right? If you see me get all these guys in, you'll know my presidency was taken over, though he did announce for governor at Bohemian Grove. So it works a couple of different ways, right?
Yes. I missed your last point. He announced for what as governor of...
Yeah, when they announced the Reagan for governor of California, that was announced at Bohemian Grove, and there are pictures of him there with Edward Teller and Richard Nixon back in the 70s.
Yeah, well, there are those that believe, and I know some of these people that are further on the inside. That, and again, it's tough. It's tough for people to break out of these paradigms. But that Reagan was created from the get go to get into the presidency at that certain point of time to bring down the East and West to merge with the Eastern Bloc and the Western Bloc. This was all part of a plan by the CIA, and they purported him into office. I know people that know information directly to that. So it goes deeper into, you know, these things are all planned. And I liked Reagan personally. I liked his rhetoric. But that's all that it was, basically,
well,
rhetoric.
Mean, people say the same thing about Obama or Clinton or anyone else. I mean, they sound good when they're saying the thing, but it's what they actually do that matters. Hey, I appreciate that inside look of politics, Sean. Thanks. Out in the Cheney country there in Wyoming. Mark in Texas, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Yeah, every time somebody brings up Reagan, I remember the savings and loan debacle, but let's not go there. Yeah, what a Reagan revolution. Yeah, it was something else.
That was Neil Bush that was in charge of that, and Neil was the one seen with Hinckley in a bar bragging that Ronald Reagan wouldn't be around much longer, and, you know, the Bushes and the Hinckleys would have dinner together and stuff. So that's Neil Bush at Silverado. Seems to keep going back to the Bushes. Sorry, Mark.
No, that's all right. And I think it was Poppy Bush that wrote the check to clear clear the excesses from the savings and loan debacle when he first took office. Anyway, I'm getting off my point of the call. Jack, let's go back to bond elections real quick.
Yeah, thanks.
I love the topic because this talk about being vocal local. You know, here in North Texas, what's taking place now is they've gotten fairly creative, you know, when they start to float these bond elections. And what they'll do is the little city corporate coffers seem to have an ample money supply anytime it involves entertainment, like 4th of July fireworks, St. Pat's Day parades, baseball fields, sport complexes, Easter egg hunts, amphitheaters. It's all about the entertainment. But if you need infrastructure repair,
forget about it. When have they ever repaired infrastructure, which, by the way, as you know, is sorely in need of repair? The gas explosions, the loss of electric grid, loss of delivery of water to people's houses, bridges failing, roads failing, and we're constantly told that's why we have to give more and more of our money and pay more and more in debt, $1 trillion a year in debt payments alone in this country, to fix everything, but nothing ever gets fixed.
It really does come down to what is the true priority of government? Should it be infrastructure or entertainment?
Well, then let them spend the money that they already have. How much money do they take in revenue all the time? I live in a tax state. You don't. Lucky for you, Mark. I lived in a no-tax state for 8 years, and look how it's grown. Everybody wants to go to Texas.
Do you remember the time, and it's even on the Monopoly board, it was a thing called the community chest.
Yeah.
So what you would do is you would designate this community chest for the 4th of July fireworks. And as the year progressed, people would donate. And
you know,
if you only got $500 that year for the fireworks display, guess how much of a fireworks you got?
Yeah.
$500.
No, hey, thanks for the call. I love your passion. This is why I loved living in Texas all those years. In Seattle, where I'm from, the old man Ivor, he had a fish and chips restaurant. He died and left all of his money to pay for the fireworks shows in Seattle privately. That can be done privately. You can have corporate sponsorship for the fireworks. That doesn't need to be a bond issue. Why can't you just vote down one bond issue? Look what happened to California. It's like a blank check. And this one, ours here in Georgia, came with the police state accoutrements. Johnny in Missouri, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Boy, you guys are all over the board this morning, and I could comment on about three-quarters of them.
Well, pick one out, because we're running out of time. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go with my own. We're walking down this trail where the American people are finally starting to get some truth, and I've got a lady to blow across your desk here. Have you ever heard of Deanna Spinola?
Yes, obviously, yeah.
Okay, have you interviewed her?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think if she's interviewed me or I've interviewed her, but I'm very familiar with her.
Okay, well, I've seen the
point.
Name.
Well, what would you want to showcase as far as her work?
Well, the wife and I was listening to an interview with her last night, and she made mention that a lot of the American people think that the development of communism come from the Bolsheviks out of Russia. And she made the point that it actually started with the northern aggression against the southern states in the United States.
I've heard that as well. Yeah.
Well, it's
now, listen, I mean, communism, when it was invented to be another utopia. That's my humble opinion, as is socialism or any movement. It becomes this big utopia. There was a time when that was an experiment that people were going to try, and it obviously failed. It failed massively because there's no such thing as utopia. That's the problem, and it's the same thing with all the people out preaching utopia today, whether it be the freedom utopia, the patriot utopia. There just is no utopia. That's something we should learn. The unions once had a very good place in the world. They don't anymore, you know? So some things you got to try. Thank you for the call, man. It's a lively experiment. You can try different things. But I just prefer the free market liberty, being able to affect things with our own life force and being able to have a say in what happens in our own neighborhoods. I think that really gets down to the bottom. Heart of the matter. Is it Richard in Texas? Is that where we're at now?
Hello, it's Richard. Greetings.
Greetings. Good morning.
Yeah, I just have a real quick question. I was wondering if you have come across any connection between the big push for vaccinating everyone and the chemtrails and all and the fluoride in the water and all that stuff. Do they work as an adjuvant or something like that, maybe?
Hey, very good point, and I've talked about this before. Thank you for the question, and we're going to run out of time, but I'll probably do something again on my show about this. What you're talking about is a binary effect. So this is one way that the chemtrails may not hurt the elites. You have to remember, the elites don't want to hurt themselves, especially the ones that are in the know. That's why they eat macrobiotic food. They take very good care of their immune systems. So the things that are out there attacking us attack people with low immune systems. That's why you got to go to the Power Mall and make sure you're boosting your immune system and you're eating the right kind of food, healthy food, and you're living as toxic-free life as you possibly can. But there is, at least, it makes sense to me that if you're injecting somebody with something here and that can commingle with or work in a binary or even trinary fashion with things like cell phone radiation, cell phone towers, even what they think is chemtrails, what's in the food, that you can completely experiment with what I think is the ultimate holy grail, being able to pre-manipulate DNA and therefore manufacture compliant humans. It's the dream. You can't let the dream go. The eugenicists are alive and well. David in Wisconsin, thank you for calling. You're on the Power Hour this morning.
Yeah, hey, Jack. I just got a couple of really quick points because I think that one thing that we have to always remember that is kind of a key to all this stuff is that our alleged government is not our government. Our government, it's a corporation. And so therefore, these supposed politicians and stuff are not representing us. They're representing the corporation. And if we keep that in mind, then a lot of this stuff, all these election problems and all this stuff kind of starts to make sense. That being said, with Hillary Clinton, I think it's interesting how we're all talking about, well, the public is talking about this email scandal and stuff like that, like, oh, will it ruin Hillary Clinton? When you brought up the point that I think is so valid, like, how did MENA not destroy the Clintons?
Yeah.
There
was a lot of witnesses. So a lot of those people are dead now. That's why. You will know them by the trail of dead, I guess. You know, these emails supposedly would expose the Clinton Global Initiative, which if you look at their member list, it's up there with the Bilderberg Group or the World Economic Forum or the G7s. It's got all the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and all the usual suspects on it. And it has even outdone some think tanks. So if the trail goes there, that would be very interesting. Unfortunately, though, David, the emails have disappeared.
How convenient, right?
And now that we've talked about this, if it gets brought up during the election, she'll be able to say, that's already been settled down the road. That's when they get all this, stuff out now.
So well, she just, it was just her daughter's marriage emails or whatever. And one plug real quick, Activist Post has a really great video up, and it's on YouTube, called Statism, the Most Dangerous Religion. Mm-hmm. And I might have got it off of your website, I can't remember, but... Anyway, it's excellent and just kind of shows that there's really probably no role for government.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. That's Activist Post. Yeah, Activist Post is pretty good. People post their own stuff there, so it's aggregate. You can get in and you can post stuff there. Virginia, we're getting you in. Mike, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I agree with one of your other callers that the people are the problem. The people keep voting in these same lowlife. Election year after election year, you know, they don't study what they've done, like you said, 10, 20, 30 years ago, whatever, you know. Also, has any of your callers heard of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report?
Yeah, the CAFR. Yeah, that's the separate set of books, basically, that shows how much money, how much of your money is being invested in your municipalities. And who is the guy? I used to talk to that guy all the time that did that. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Good guy. And Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Go to your town council, your city hall, what have you, and go ask him to see that. Blow your mind. You can have that. We'll be right back to finish up, take the rest of the calls. It's the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Thank you.
close. Really fun being here today. I appreciate, even with like no sleep, I just really enjoyed myself and all your calls and all your contributions. Thanks again, Nick Bryant, for joining us. Confessions of a DC Madden. Get that at Trine Day. Go over and check out the books at Trine Day. And I'm pretty sure, I think Joyce might be having this in her Power Mall at some point. PowerMall.com to support this show. All right, I got about a minute for each caller, it looks like. So everybody's got to say something quick and we got to move because we're going to be out of time. Phil in Florida, how are you today, buddy?
Hello?
Yeah, Phil, put something on the record because we got to fly.
Yes. Today, March 19th, is the 12th anniversary of Junior Bush's shock and awe attack on Iraq and the 4th anniversary of Obama's just as criminal shock and awe attack on Libya. Both war crimes that were cited in at Nuremberg, us prosecuting them. I want to offer to the listeners, we have a free bumper sticker. War crimes are war crimes. Prosecute Bush, impeach Obama for what I just cited. And you can contact us through our Central Florida Veterans for Peace website, CFLVeteransForPeace.org. And I hope to have something on our Facebook page later today.
Thanks, Phil. I really appreciate that. And I mentioned both those anniversaries at the top of the show today, anniversary of the Iraq War and the Libya, if you want to call it a war. Air John in New York, put something on the record. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Just quickly, you mentioned the word utopia. It literally means in Greek, you means no, topia means land. So no land. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. That fit well with communism. Again, didn't work out. Killed a lot of people. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for holding to do that. Linda in Texas, the last word. Put something on the record. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Deborah. I work with and co-created Fluoride Free Austin. And when you were talking about how the CDC is in control of, say, water, they're also cracked the whip when it comes to the toxic fertilizer waste that's added to our water mixed with sulfuric acid that they like to call fluoride. And,
You're listening to another show, though. They don't play the Power Hour when I'm on Thursday. So I think you were listening to Deborah at 90.1. Thanks for the call. You guys look what Dallas is doing right now. Get in touch with those guys up in Dallas who are pretty close to getting fluoride taken out of the water there. You know how they did it? They went to the city council and they said, this costs millions of dollars a year. Can't people just go buy this at Walmart? We could save the money. You could build a park with your name on it or something. Start talking money to these people and not, you know, the health concerns, which are certainly our issue. And watch how fast it happens. Yeah, they don't, I guess they don't play us in Austin because I'm on and they heard that I might have said something to someone potentially many, many, many years ago. Boy, I mean, we got to build the bridges. And I think it only makes you guys look bad, but that's just me. I don't want to grind my axe. I'm all done there. I said something one time to somebody because it had to do with us getting a Liberty governor. I don't know. Yeah, forget that. They weren't 9/11 truth enough, like all the other governors in the country. Yeah, people hold grudges. That's okay, though. And thanks for calling in. And Joyce will be back on 90.1 tomorrow. Awesome, huh? Thanks for all the other radio stations for not preempting us. Jack Flood over at Twitter, over at Facebook. Deadline Live. That info, RadioFreeFlood.com. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay bold and mighty forces will come to your aid.